Picture yourself not merely daydreaming about greatness, but living it every day. Imagine Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor, navigating the immense power and responsibility of his position while grappling with personal struggles and challenges, much like anyone else. His story isn't just ancient history, it's a reflection of our own daily battles. Marcus wasn't born with wisdom and courage. He worked tirelessly to cultivate these virtues amid the chaos of life. His greatness wasn't an inherent gift but a continuous, deliberate effort. This is the essence of true greatness. It's not about being born into it but about building it, step by challenging step. So, how did Marcus Aurelius achieve this? Through the philosophy of Stoicism, which teaches us the art of controlling not others, but ourselves. Stoicism isn't just a set of abstract principles. It's a practical guide to navigating life's complexities. It empowers us to face our own challenges with resilience and purpose. Here's the key takeaway. Greatness isn't a gift, it's a choice. Each morning, as the sun rises, you stand at a crossroads. You can choose to remain in the comfort of inertia, or you can rise with intention and purpose. Choosing to pursue excellence is a daily act of commitment, not just a fleeting aspiration. Marcus Aurelius embodies this relentless pursuit of excellence. His greatness was forged through daily decisions, not through extraordinary feats. By embracing the principles of Stoicism, you too can unlock a greatness that is uniquely yours, one that is crafted through every small, intentional choice you make. So, are you ready to explore how these ancient principles can empower you right now? To turn your everyday choices into stepping stones toward a greatness that reflects your true self? The journey starts with a single step, a conscious decision to rise above comfort and strive for excellence. 1. Pursue excellence. Pursue excellence. Imagine waking up each morning, not just to start another day, but to step onto a stage where every choice you make is a brushstroke painting the masterpiece of your life. Excellence isn't some far-off summit you reach, it's an ongoing craft, a living art form that requires your attention in every moment. Think of Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor whose decisions shaped an empire, but whose true greatness came not from his power, but from his relentless commitment to being better, day after day. He didn't wake up each morning already wise and stoic, he fought for it. He faced distractions, frustrations, and temptations just like you and I. But instead of succumbing to them, he treated each small decision as a chance to sculpt his character. Here's the secret to making this real in your own life. It's not about grand gestures. Pursuing excellence doesn't mean conquering mountains in a single leap. It means conquering the mountain within yourself, one step at a time. It's in the small, almost invisible choices. The decision to get out of bed with purpose, to focus on your work rather than checking your phone, to choose patience in a stressful moment. These aren't monumental acts, but each one builds a foundation for greatness, brick by brick. Picture it, every time you choose the harder but better path, you're like a master craftsman chiseling away at a block of marble. Little by little, the shape of excellence emerges, not because you were handed some innate gift, but because you chose, day after day, to pursue it. The beauty lies not just in the result, but in the relentless pursuit itself. This path won't always be easy. Some days will feel like a grind. But here's where it gets thrilling. The pursuit of excellence transforms you. As Marcus said, the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Every challenge you face becomes part of the training ground for your character, sharpening your mind, and strengthening your will. So the next time you find yourself at a crossroads, faced with a choice between the easy path and the path of growth, remember, pursuing excellence isn't about perfection. It's about becoming a little better today than you were yesterday, and trusting that each small victory leads to something extraordinary. Your greatness isn't ahead of you, waiting in the distance. It's in every choice you make, right now. 2. Reflect every day. Reflect every day. Imagine your mind as a vast, uncharted wilderness, filled with both treasures and shadows. Every day, you traverse this landscape, sometimes racing through without stopping to see what's really there. Now, what if you paused each evening to look back at the path you've walked? What hidden gems of insight, growth, and understanding might you uncover? This is the power of daily reflection. It's not just a quiet moment before bed. It's a ritual that turns your life into a canvas, allowing you to step back and observe the brushstrokes you've made throughout the day. For Marcus Aurelius, it was a sacred practice, a way to look inward and hold a mirror up to his own soul. He would ask himself, "What did I do well? Where did I falter? How can I improve tomorrow?" Think of your day as a movie playing out, scene by scene. In the rush of living, we often forget to hit pause and ask the deeper questions. But reflection is like watching that movie back in slow motion, giving you the clarity to see patterns, emotions, and reactions that slip past unnoticed in the moment. It's about asking, "Why did I feel angry in that situation? What made me hesitate today? Was I true to my values, or did I stray from them?" Here's where the intrigue comes in. Reflecting daily is like becoming a detective in your own life. You begin to uncover clues about who you truly are, your triggers, strengths, blind spots, and motivations. And once you've discovered these hidden truths, you hold the key to transforming them. What starts as a quiet moment of contemplation can lead to profound shifts in how you approach the world. This habit, deceptively simple, has the potential to shape your entire future. Each time you reflect, you're not just reviewing your day, you're fine-tuning your compass, ensuring you're navigating toward your highest potential. Over time, you become more intentional, more aligned with the person you want to be, rather than just reacting to whatever life throws at you. Picture this: after months of reflection, you start to notice patterns in your behavior. Maybe you realize that certain situations always trigger stress, or that you consistently avoid difficult conversations. With this awareness, you can begin to make conscious changes, turning weaknesses into strengths, and stumbling blocks into stepping stones. This practice isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Reflection is your daily chance to learn from your own story, to course correct when needed, and to celebrate the small victories that often go unnoticed. It's the difference between just surviving life and actively mastering it. So tonight, before you fall asleep, take a few moments to reflect. Ask yourself, "What did today teach me? How can I be a little better tomorrow?" In that quiet, reflective space, you'll find not just the lessons of the past, but the seeds of your future greatness. 3. Accept people as they are. Accept people as they are. Picture yourself as the lead character in a grand play, surrounded by a vast cast of personalities, some charming, others infuriating, and many more somewhere in between. Each person is like a unique puzzle piece, shaping your experience of the world. But here's the catch: no piece fits perfectly with your expectations. Some have sharp edges that prick your patience, while others seem like they belong in an entirely different puzzle. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor philosopher, knew this well. As a Stoic, he understood that human beings are, by nature, complex and flawed. His practice of acceptance wasn't passive resignation. It was the art of seeing people for who they are, without the distortion of your own judgments or expectations. In his meditations, he reminds himself not to be surprised by rudeness, dishonesty, or pettiness, because these behaviors are part of the human condition. Instead of reacting with frustration, he chose to accept people as they are and focus on controlling only his own reactions. Here's where the intrigue lies. Acceptance isn't about tolerating bad behavior or passively enduring toxic relationships. It's a kind of superpower, a way to protect your peace while navigating a world filled with difficult personalities. Imagine someone cutting you off in traffic or a colleague speaking to you in a condescending tone. In the heat of the moment, your instinct is to react, to let irritation take the reins. But what if you paused, stepped back mentally, and realized that these actions say more about the other person than they do about you? Acceptance is like seeing through the chaos of someone else's behavior and understanding that, most of the time, people act based on their own inner battles, their fears, insecurities, and conditioning. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them, or even like them. It means you no longer let their imperfections disrupt your own emotional balance. When you accept others as they are, you're no longer trying to force the world to conform to your expectations. You free yourself from the constant struggle of judgment and frustration. Think of acceptance as a way of reclaiming your mental space. Every moment you spend fuming over someone's behavior is energy wasted, energy that could be directed towards your own growth. Marcus Aurelius would likely say, "Let others do what they will. I'll focus on what's within my control, my own actions and reactions." This approach allows you to keep your inner world calm, even if the external world feels like a storm. Even more fascinating is how acceptance enhances your empathy. Once you stop trying to fix or judge others, you begin to see them more clearly, with all their flaws and vulnerabilities. Instead of focusing on their shortcomings, you recognize that, just like you, they are imperfect beings trying to navigate life. This shift can deepen your relationships and foster more authentic connections because it removes the barriers of expectation and judgment. At the heart of accepting people as they are lies a profound freedom. You are no longer shackled by the need for others to behave a certain way for you to feel at peace. You become the director of your own internal state, regardless of the drama unfolding around you. So next time you encounter someone who irritates or disappoints you, pause. See them not as an obstacle, but as a part of the human experience you're sharing. Accept them as they are, with all their jagged edges, and watch how your own emotional landscape transforms. What was once a source of irritation becomes an opportunity for growth, and in that, you find a new kind of power, one rooted in serenity. 4. Refrain from complaining. Refrain from complaining. Imagine you're standing in the middle of a storm, rain pouring down, and your instinct is to shout at the sky. Why me? But here's the truth. Shouting at the storm won't stop the rain. Complaining, in many ways, is like that. An emotional outburst at life's challenges that changes absolutely nothing, except perhaps making you feel worse. Now, let's turn to Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor with more than his share of storms, war, political betrayal, personal loss, and the weight of ruling an empire. Yet, despite all the chaos swirling around him, you won't find any passages in his meditations filled with complaints. Why? Because he understood something profound. Complaining is futile. It wastes energy and distorts our perception of reality, keeping us stuck in a loop of frustration without offering any solutions. Here's where it gets intriguing. When you consciously refrain from complaining, you're not just avoiding negativity, you're reclaiming power over your mind. Think about it. Every complaint is a declaration of powerlessness. This is happening to me, and I can't do anything about it, is the subtext of every grievance. Marcus knew that dwelling on what we cannot control only adds to our suffering. Instead, he taught that we should focus on our response to adversity. You can't change the storm, but you can change how you weather it. So, what happens when you stop complaining? You become a problem solver instead of a victim of circumstance. For instance, when stuck in traffic, instead of muttering about how late you'll be, what if you use that time to listen to an inspiring podcast or plan out your day? You turn a moment of frustration into an opportunity for growth. Complaining closes doors to possibilities, while reframing challenges opens them. There's something almost rebellious about choosing not to complain, especially in a world that often thrives on venting frustrations. Complaints are contagious. One person's rant can quickly infect a room with negativity. But when you resist that urge, you disrupt the pattern. You choose action over helplessness. This shift in mindset transforms your entire outlook. By focusing on solutions, you become more resilient, more in control of your emotions, and less affected by the ups and downs of life. Let's dig a little deeper into why refraining from complaining is so powerful. Every time you complain, you reinforce a narrative in your mind that the world is against you. It becomes a lens through which you see everything, a slow, draining poison that eats away at your resilience. When you stop complaining, however, you start to see challenges for what they really are, temporary obstacles, not permanent states. This shift is liberating. You begin to approach life with a sense of curiosity. How can I overcome this? Rather than, why is this happening to me? There's a psychological trick here too. The more you complain, the more you train your brain to notice negativity. It's called the negativity bias, the brain's tendency to focus on what's wrong instead of what's right. By breaking the habit of complaining, you retrain your brain to look for solutions, to focus on what's good, and to approach life with a problem-solving attitude. Over time, this rewires your perspective, helping you stay calm and composed even in difficult situations. Now, refraining from complaining doesn't mean bottling up your emotions or ignoring problems. It means shifting your focus from dwelling on the issue to finding a way forward. It's not about silencing yourself, it's about empowering yourself. When something is genuinely wrong, address it directly. Speak up, take action, or make a change. But don't get trapped in the endless cycle of venting without purpose. Think of every complaint as a door leading nowhere, and refraining from it as finding a key to a new path. When you stop complaining, you unlock a deeper sense of resilience, clarity, and control over your life. It's not about pretending everything is perfect, it's about accepting imperfection with grace and using your energy to improve what you can. So, the next time you catch yourself about to grumble, pause. Ask yourself, is this complaint helping me, or is it just noise? Redirect that energy into something constructive, and watch how your experience of life begins to shift. You'll find yourself more at peace, more focused, and more capable of handling whatever storms come your way. 5. Focus on what truly matters. Focus on what truly matters. Picture yourself standing in the center of a grand, bustling marketplace. All around you, merchants shout for your attention, each one promising that their goods will bring you happiness, success, or fulfillment. Trinkets glitter, exotic aromas swirl, and noise fills the air, making it hard to concentrate on anything for long. Now imagine that amidst all this chaos, there's a single path leading to a quiet, peaceful sanctuary, where only the essentials await you, the things that will actually make a difference in your life. This sanctuary is the space where you focus on what truly matters. In our modern lives, distractions are like those merchants, pulling our attention in countless directions, convincing us that everything is important, urgent, or worthy of our time. Emails, social media, endless to-do lists, notifications, and expectations from others all cloud our vision. But the truth is, most of these things are like the shiny trinkets in the marketplace, alluring but ultimately empty. They keep us busy, but not fulfilled. They keep us entertained, but not growing. To focus on what truly matters, you have to step away from the noise and clarify what's most important to you. This is where the intrigue lies. In a world where we're encouraged to chase everything, there's a kind of rebellious power in choosing to chase only what truly counts. This means sifting through the clutter and identifying the core values, relationships, and goals that give your life meaning. What truly matters? That's the golden question. For the Stoics, the answer was simple: focus on what you can control, not on external circumstances. Your character, your actions, your thoughts, these are within your command. Everything else, fame, wealth, approval, even your health, are subject to forces beyond your control. So why let them dictate your happiness? Think of a sculptor working with a block of marble. Every strike of the chisel removes what's unnecessary, revealing the masterpiece hidden within. That's what focusing on what matters is like. You're cutting away the excess, the distractions, the trivialities, to uncover a life that's meaningful, purposeful, and uniquely yours. Here's where it gets even more interesting. Once you start focusing on what truly matters, life simplifies in a profound way. You become less stressed because you're not trying to juggle a thousand things that don't really contribute to your happiness. You stop feeling the need to impress others or chase after every fleeting desire. Instead, you find fulfillment in the things that bring you lasting joy and growth. Relationships, for example, are often what truly matters. But how often do we let them take a back seat to work, stress, or trivial tasks? Imagine focusing on nurturing your closest relationships, pouring your energy into people who lift you up and inspire you. Suddenly, the small frustrations of life, traffic, emails, minor inconveniences, seem insignificant. You've shifted your focus to the deeper connections that bring true meaning to your life. Similarly, focusing on your personal growth, your character, your mental clarity, your sense of purpose, helps you rise above the everyday noise. When you're clear on what you're striving for, distractions lose their grip. You stop wasting time on things that don't contribute to your growth. Your decisions become sharper, and your days are filled with intentionality, not just activity. There's something liberating about this focus. It's like stepping off a hamster wheel that never stops turning and realizing you were never meant to run in circles. By concentrating on what truly matters, you're no longer a slave to the chaos of life. You take control, not by controlling everything around you, but by controlling where you place your energy and attention. Another fascinating element is how this focus transforms your sense of time. When you're clear on your priorities, time doesn't feel like something that's slipping away from you. Instead, it becomes a tool, something you use wisely and purposefully. Every moment spent on what matters is an investment in a life well lived. But here's the twist. Focusing on what matters isn't always easy. It requires you to say no to things that don't serve your higher purpose, which can feel uncomfortable in a world that pressures you to do everything. It also requires deep reflection, an understanding of your values, and the courage to let go of superficial distractions. But once you do, the rewards are immense. A life that's aligned with your true self, not dictated by external demands or passing trends. So, how do you focus on what matters? Start by stripping away the excess. Ask yourself, what are the things that, when you look back at your life, will have truly made a difference? What brings you deep satisfaction, not just fleeting pleasure? What challenges you to grow? What, if you lost everything else, would still be worth fighting for? As you answer these questions, you'll start to see what matters most clearly, like finding that sanctuary in the marketplace. And once you find it, you'll realize that focusing on what truly matters is not just a path to fulfillment, it's a radical act of self-liberation in a world that thrives on distractions. 6. Practice gratitude and virtue. Practice gratitude and virtue. Imagine for a moment that you're holding two keys in your hand. One opens the door to a life filled with contentment and appreciation for all that surrounds you, the key of gratitude. The other opens the door to a life of moral excellence and principled action, the key of virtue. When you combine these two keys, you unlock a life of deep fulfillment, clarity, and inner peace. Gratitude and virtue may seem like simple concepts, but they hold extraordinary power. They are the twin pillars upon which a meaningful and purposeful life is built. Let's dive into the intrigue of how these two practices transform not only your mindset, but also your entire way of living. Gratitude, seeing the hidden gold. Gratitude is like having a magnifying glass that reveals the hidden gold in everyday life. Too often, we rush through our days, constantly seeking more, more success, more possessions, more validation, without pausing to notice the abundance already in front of us. Practicing gratitude shifts your focus from what's missing to what's present. And when you make this shift, something fascinating happens. You begin to realize that you have far more than you ever thought. Imagine waking up each day with a fresh awareness that everything, from the sunlight streaming through your window to the people who support you, is a gift. Suddenly, life feels rich. Even in moments of challenge or hardship, there's something to appreciate. The lessons, the strength you're developing, or simply the fact that you're alive to experience it all. This isn't just feel-good philosophy. Neuroscience shows that gratitude rewires your brain, making you more resilient and capable of finding joy in the smallest moments. The practice of gratitude goes even deeper when you realize that it isn't limited to good times. The true intrigue lies in being able to find gratitude even in adversity. The Stoics believe that every challenge is an opportunity for growth, a moment to be thankful for, because it's through struggle that we refine ourselves. Picture this: you face a setback, but instead of being frustrated, you train yourself to ask, "What can I learn from this? What strength is this situation calling out of me?" Gratitude, then, becomes not just a passive appreciation of the good but an active embrace of every experience life brings. Virtue, the compass of integrity. While gratitude is about recognizing the beauty around you, virtue is about becoming the best version of yourself. Virtue isn't just about being good in a conventional sense. It's about living with unwavering integrity, guided by principles that anchor you even when the world around you is chaotic. In the Stoic tradition, virtue is the highest good, the North Star that guides every action and decision. When you practice virtue, you are constantly aligning your actions with values like wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. This is the compass that ensures your life is not just about fleeting pleasures or external success, but about living in a way that is deeply honorable. In a world where shortcuts and compromises are often tempting, choosing virtue is both a challenge and a form of quiet rebellion. It's intriguing because it requires you to rise above the noise of immediate gratification and hold yourself to a higher standard. Think about it. Every day you face choices, some small, some large, that define the kind of person you are. Do you act with honesty, even when no one is looking? Do you show kindness, even when it's inconvenient? Do you strive for fairness, even when the odds are against you? Practicing virtue is not about being perfect, but about consistently striving to live in accordance with your values. It's about mastering yourself, not others. The synergy of gratitude and virtue. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. Gratitude and virtue are not separate practices, but deeply intertwined. Gratitude helps you see the world through a lens of abundance, which makes it easier to act virtuously. When you're grateful, you're less likely to be driven by envy, greed, or resentment, emotions that can easily lead you away from virtue. Gratitude cultivates contentment, and from this place of contentment, you find the strength to act with integrity, even in difficult situations. On the other hand, virtue enhances your practice of gratitude. When you live in accordance with your values, your life becomes richer and more meaningful, which naturally leads to greater appreciation. A virtuous life is one that's not cluttered with regrets, guilt, or shame. Instead, it's filled with a quiet sense of pride in your ability to stay true to who you are, and that feeling is something to be profoundly grateful for. The daily practice. Incorporating both gratitude and virtue into your daily life is like developing a skill. It requires mindfulness and intention. Here's a thought experiment. At the end of each day, reflect on two things. First, what are you grateful for? Go beyond the obvious. Consider the challenges, the small victories, and the people who made a difference in your day. This practice sharpens your ability to see the positive, even in the ordinary. Second, ask yourself, did I live in accordance with my values today? Were there moments when I could have been more patient, more courageous, more just? This reflection isn't about beating yourself up. It's about learning and refining your character. It's an ongoing process of becoming more aligned with your deepest principles. The intrigue of mastery. The true intrigue in practicing gratitude and virtue lies in the mastery it brings over your inner world. In a society obsessed with external success, these practices turn your focus inward. You become less reactive to what happens around you and more anchored in who you are and how you choose to show up in the world. This inner mastery is rare, and it's what sets apart those who live with true fulfillment from those who are constantly chasing it. Gratitude and virtue, then, are not just habits to cultivate. They are the keys to unlocking a life of meaning, resilience, and deep joy. They help you transcend the superficial and discover what really matters. By practicing both, you align yourself with the natural flow of life, rising above the chaos and finding peace in the knowledge that you are living in harmony with your highest self. 7. Always keep learning. Always keep learning. Picture life as an ever-flowing river, winding its way through time, landscape, and seasons. If you stand still, complacent on its banks, you might miss the profound changes and beauty it offers. But if you immerse yourself, swim with the current, and stay curious, you continuously discover new horizons. This is the essence of lifelong learning, a commitment to being a student of life, in perpetual motion, evolving with every new experience. The idea of always learning isn't about accumulating facts or memorizing trivia. It's about cultivating a mindset of curiosity, wonder, and humility. True learning transforms your perception, widens your vision, and brings depth to everything you experience. It keeps you open, adaptable, and alive to the complexities of the world. The mystery of the unknown. What makes learning so intriguing is its inherent mystery. No matter how much you think you know, the universe remains an unfathomable sea of unknowns. With every question answered, 10 more arise. This can be unsettling, like standing at the edge of an abyss. But instead of feeling intimidated, the lifelong learner is energized by this endless frontier of knowledge. There's something intoxicating about not knowing, because it invites exploration. Imagine viewing each day as an expedition into uncharted territory. Even routine tasks hold potential for new insights. Every person you meet, every book you read, every challenge you face becomes an opportunity to see the world through a different lens. When you adopt this mindset, learning transcends formal education, it becomes a way of being. The power of curiosity. Curiosity is the spark that ignites the fire of continuous learning. It's what drives you to ask, why? And how? Instead of settling for, that's just the way it is. Think of curiosity as a compass that directs your mind toward unexpected discoveries. It's the childlike wonder that never fades, even as you grow older. In fact, one of the secrets to staying young in spirit is to nourish your curiosity daily. Curiosity isn't passive, it's active, probing, and sometimes rebellious. It challenges the status quo. Imagine Galileo looking up at the night sky, questioning the prevailing belief that the Earth was the center of the universe. Or Marie Curie, driven by the curiosity that led her to explore the invisible world of radioactivity. These are the individuals who changed history, not because they had all the answers, but because they had the courage to question. In your own life, this curiosity can be just as transformative. You don't have to be a scientist or a philosopher to embrace it. All you need is the willingness to look beyond the surface and ask questions, especially when things seem familiar. Curiosity disrupts complacency and sparks growth. Learning as a path to mastery. Another intriguing aspect of lifelong learning is the pursuit of mastery. Mastery doesn't mean reaching a point of perfection. It means constantly refining your skills, knowledge, and understanding. Think of the martial artist who spends decades practicing the same move, not to perfect it but to deepen their connection with it. Or the artist who paints the same subject over and over, each time discovering something new. The path to mastery is infinite. There's always a new layer to peel back, a new perspective to explore. This endless pursuit keeps your mind sharp, your creativity alive, and your soul deeply engaged in the process of becoming. The beauty of mastery is that it's less about the destination and more about the journey. The more you learn, the more you realize how much more there is to discover. This humbling realization is where true wisdom begins. The humility of the student. A commitment to lifelong learning requires a certain humility. To learn continuously, you must first acknowledge that you don't know everything, and that's okay. In fact, the more you learn, the more you realize how much you don't know. This paradox is one of the most intriguing aspects of learning. It takes humility to admit that even when you're an expert in one area, you might be a beginner in another. Imagine walking through a library filled with books, each one representing a different field of knowledge. You could spend a lifetime reading, and still, you would barely scratch the surface of what's out there. This is a humbling, yet exhilarating truth. It reminds you that there is always more to learn, and it keeps you grounded in the awareness that you are a perpetual student in the school of life. Humility also fosters openness. When you believe you already know everything, you close yourself off to new ideas, perspectives, and possibilities. But when you remain humble, you're like an open vessel, ready to absorb new knowledge from any source, whether it's a conversation with a stranger, a personal experience, or a book you never thought you'd read. This openness is where true learning thrives. The adventure of the unknown. The most exciting part of lifelong learning is the adventure. There's a certain thrill in stepping into the unknown, ready to be surprised by what you'll discover. It's the feeling of reading a book that challenges everything you thought you knew or learning a skill you never imagined mastering. It's about venturing into unfamiliar territory, whether mentally, emotionally, or physically, and allowing yourself to grow in the process. Learning also invites you to reinvent yourself. You are not a static being, confined to a single role or identity. As you learn, you can change, adapt, and evolve. Think of all the times in your life when new knowledge or experiences led to personal transformation. It might have been something small, like learning to cook a new dish, or something life-changing, like understanding a new philosophy that reshaped your worldview. Each time you learn, you become a slightly different version of yourself, a version with more depth, insight, and wisdom. Staying relevant in a changing world. In a rapidly changing world, learning is not just a luxury, it's a necessity. New technologies, ideas, and ways of thinking are emerging at lightning speed. If you stop learning, you risk becoming obsolete, not just in your career but in your ability to navigate the world. Lifelong learning keeps you adaptable, capable of thriving in the face of change. Consider this: in the past decade alone, we've seen massive shifts in technology, communication, and global dynamics. Those who are adaptable, who are willing to learn and unlearn, are the ones who thrive. Lifelong learning equips you with the tools to face an uncertain future with confidence. The joy of learning. Finally, perhaps the most compelling reason to always keep learning is the pure joy it brings. Learning lights up your brain, feeds your curiosity, and makes life endlessly fascinating. It's a reminder that no matter your age, there's always something new to explore, understand, and appreciate. This joy isn't limited to academic or professional learning, it extends to everything you do. Learning to dance, picking up a new language, discovering a new culture, all these experiences enrich your life. They add color and texture to your existence, making each day an adventure. To always keep learning is to embrace the endless possibilities life has to offer. It's a journey that never ends, and that's what makes it so exhilarating. 8. Forgive yourself and others. Forgive yourself and others. Forgiveness is often thought of as a gift you give to others, but its true power lies in how it transforms you. Imagine holding on to anger, resentment, or guilt like gripping a thorny vine. Over time, it's not the vine that suffers, it's your hand. The tighter you hold, the more it digs into your skin, causing you pain. But once you let go, you free yourself. Forgiveness is that release, an act of liberation. When you forgive, you aren't erasing the past or excusing wrongs. Instead, you're choosing not to be held hostage by those events. You step out of the shadow of pain and into a place of peace, reclaiming your inner strength. The act of forgiveness, whether directed at yourself or others, is deeply personal, and its power lies in its ability to restore your freedom. The weight of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a heavy burden, though we often don't realize how much it weighs us down until we begin to release it. Think of it like carrying a large, invisible backpack filled with stones, each stone representing a past hurt, betrayal, or mistake. Over time, the backpack grows heavier, and you become more fatigued, not realizing it's slowly draining your energy and joy. Forgiving yourself or others is akin to unburdening yourself, stone by stone. With each act of forgiveness, you lighten your load. Your steps become less labored, your spirit less weary. The journey becomes more enjoyable, and life begins to feel less like a struggle. This is the power of forgiveness, to shift the focus from past pain to present peace. forgiving yourself, the hardest act of kindness. Strangely, one of the hardest people to forgive is often yourself. You might replay past mistakes, relive moments where you fell short, or harbor guilt for choices you regret. Self-forgiveness requires the courage to look at yourself with compassion instead of judgment. It's about recognizing that you are not your past, and that mistakes are a part of growth, not a life sentence. Imagine your inner critic as a stern judge, constantly replaying your errors on an endless loop. Self-forgiveness quiets that judge. It's like turning off a television playing a negative news reel about your life. Once you silence that noise, you can begin to see yourself clearly, flaws and all, without the distortion of guilt and shame. Forgiving yourself is an act of self-liberation, allowing you to move forward without the weight of your past failures. The courage to forgive others. Forgiving others can feel like surrendering to weakness, but in reality, it's a profound act of strength. It takes immense courage to rise above the hurt, to choose understanding over vengeance. Forgiving someone doesn't mean condoning their behavior or forgetting the pain they caused. It's about acknowledging that holding on to resentment only prolongs your suffering. Imagine resentment as a chain that binds you to the person who wronged you. As long as you hold on to your anger, that chain remains intact, keeping you connected to the very source of your pain. Forgiveness is the key that unlocks that chain, setting you free. It's not for their benefit, it's for yours. You release the power they have over you, and in doing so, regain control of your emotional freedom. Forgiveness as a form of healing. Forgiveness is a pathway to healing. When you choose to forgive, you're not just letting go of the hurt, you're allowing your heart and mind to heal from the wounds of the past. Much like how the body heals when a wound is cleaned and treated, the soul heals when forgiveness is applied to emotional scars. This doesn't mean the scars will disappear. Forgiveness isn't about pretending the pain never happened, but rather about transforming how you carry it. The scars become reminders of your resilience, not your suffering. They show that while you've been hurt, you've also healed and grown stronger. Forgiveness is the medicine that turns those wounds into wisdom. Forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. Forgiveness doesn't happen in an instant. It's a process, a journey with twists, turns, and setbacks. One day, you might feel like you've forgiven someone, only to have old feelings resurface later. This is normal. True forgiveness requires time and patience, especially when the hurt runs deep. Imagine forgiveness as a garden you're nurturing. It takes time for the seeds of forgiveness to grow, for trust to be restored, if it ever is, and for peace to take root. Some days, it may feel like nothing is growing, but with continued effort, watering it with empathy, patience, and understanding, you'll eventually see the fruits of your labor. The gift of forgiveness. When you forgive, you give yourself the gift of peace. You reclaim your emotional landscape, allowing joy, love, and contentment to flourish where resentment once lived. You also open the door to deeper relationships, because forgiveness fosters understanding and empathy. It allows you to connect with others without the barrier of past hurts blocking your way. Forgiveness also invites others to change. While not everyone will deserve or even appreciate your forgiveness, there's a chance it will inspire reflection in them. Sometimes, the act of forgiving can be a catalyst for their own growth, showing them a higher path. But whether or not they change, you've taken the higher road, which is its own reward. Forgiving as a lifelong practice. Ultimately, forgiveness is a practice, something you cultivate throughout your life. You will be hurt, you will make mistakes, and life will challenge your capacity for grace. But each time you forgive, you strengthen that muscle, making it easier to let go of pain and embrace peace. Picture forgiveness like practicing a musical instrument. The more you do it, the more skilled you become. At first, it may feel awkward or uncomfortable, but over time, it becomes second nature. And just as playing music can bring joy and harmony into your life, so too can the practice of forgiveness. By forgiving yourself and others, you transcend the bonds of resentment and self-condemnation. You rise above the pettiness of grudges and transform into a person who values peace, freedom, and growth over holding on to pain. Forgiveness is your path to becoming truly free. 9. Put your ideals into action. Put your ideals into action. Imagine your ideals as a grand symphony, a majestic composition full of potential and beauty. But for this symphony to move beyond mere notes on a page and become an awe-inspiring performance, someone must conduct it. That conductor is you, and the baton is your ability to turn lofty ideals into real-world actions. Picture your ideals as vibrant, untamed seeds scattered across the fertile soil of your life. These seeds hold the promise of extraordinary growth and transformation, but they won't thrive unless they're nurtured. To put your ideals into action is to tend to this garden with care and dedication. It's about planting these seeds into the ground of your daily choices and habits, then watering them with consistent effort and commitment. Let's say one of your ideals is compassion. It's easy to admire compassion as a noble quality, but the true measure of this ideal lies in the moments you practice it. It's in the decision to lend a listening ear to a friend in need or to volunteer your time to help others. Each act of compassion is a drop of water that helps your ideal bloom into something tangible. Or consider integrity as another ideal. It's not enough to simply uphold the value of honesty in theory. It must be demonstrated through your actions. This might mean speaking the truth even when it's uncomfortable or standing by your principles in challenging situations. Your ideals are like a compass, guiding you through the labyrinth of daily life. But to ensure they truly navigate your path, you must actively steer your actions in their direction. The journey of putting your ideals into action is not about grand, sweeping gestures. Instead, it's a mosaic of small, deliberate actions that collectively bring your ideals to life. Every choice you make, every action you take, is a brushstroke in the masterpiece of your life. Imagine each day as an opportunity to add to this masterpiece, turning abstract values into concrete realities. This process requires more than just intention. It demands persistence and courage. It's easy to envision a life aligned with your ideals from the safety of your thoughts, but it's the daily commitment to living those ideals that truly shapes your destiny. Like a sculptor chiseling away at a block of marble, you carve out a life that reflects your highest aspirations. So, embrace the challenge of transforming your ideals into action. Recognize that each moment offers a chance to bring your values to the forefront, turning your inner vision into a dynamic, living reality. By doing so, you don't just dream of a better world, you actively create it, one deliberate action at a time. 10. Restore your balance. Restore your balance. Imagine life as an intricate dance on a tightrope, with each step a delicate balance between grace and stumble. Now, picture the tightrope swaying. Sometimes you're perfectly aligned, and other times you're off kilter. Restoring your balance is like finding your rhythm again after a misstep, a subtle art of recalibration that keeps you moving forward without falling. Visualize balance as a symphony where every note represents different aspects of your life: work, relationships, personal growth. Occasionally, the music becomes chaotic, the notes clash, and the rhythm falters. Restoring balance is about tuning this symphony back to harmony, ensuring that no single note overwhelms the others. Think of yourself as a skilled sailor navigating a vast ocean. At times, storms will toss you about, and the compass might spin wildly. Restoring your balance is akin to regaining control of your ship, adjusting the sails, and finding your true north once more. It's not about avoiding the storm, but about mastering the art of sailing through it. This process of restoring balance isn't about striving for perfection, it's about resilience and adaptability. When you slip or sway, acknowledge it, learn from it, and gently steer back to your center. For instance, if a project at work consumes all your time, creating a ripple in your personal life, recognize the imbalance. Adjust by carving out time for relaxation or connection with loved ones, restoring that essential equilibrium. Imagine each day as a chance to recalibrate, like a musician fine-tuning their instrument before a performance. acknowledge the missteps, make adjustments, and embrace the new rhythm. Every sunrise is an opportunity to realign and find balance once again, no matter how out of tune you may have felt yesterday. Restoring your balance is about celebrating the human ability to adapt and grow. It's not a rigid quest for perfection, but a fluid dance of adjustment and resilience. By embracing this ongoing process, you transform life's inevitable discord into a harmonious journey, finding beauty in the dance of life, no matter how offbeat it may sometimes feel. Remember, what you've just encountered is only the beginning. Your journey toward greatness is unfolding right now, and we're here to support you every step of the way. If you found this inspiring, don't forget to hit like and subscribe with the notification bell on so you stay updated on our upcoming explorations into Stoicism. We have some exciting content lined up that will delve deeper into practical applications of these ancient principles. But before you go, let's connect in the comments. Share your thoughts, successes, and struggles with Stoicism. This isn't just a channel, it's a community, and your insights make it truly special. Next, we'll move from theory to practice, exploring how Stoic wisdom can be applied in real-life scenarios. Stay tuned, stay Stoic, and remember, true greatness is all about the journey, not just the destination. Thanks for being part of our Stoic community. See you soon!